Well, this is Monitor on Christmas Day in the afternoon. Nichols and May entertain later, and actor Robert Redford tells us his feelings about this day just 3 minutes from now, and we'll use that brief time to hear one of the best of the traditional carols, O Come, All Ye Faithful, done by Leonard Bernstein and the Mormon Tabernacle Choir. Robert Redford, probably best known for his appearance on Broadway in the play Barefoot in the Park, played the part of a bemused young husband overpowered by his mother-in-law and confused by his wife. Well, he's going to play the same role in the motion picture version, but he sounds anything but overpowered and confused, as you'll hear in this interview. Robert Redford, questioned by Monitor reporter John Cannon in Hollywood.
Bob, which Christmases do you remember the best from your youth?
I remember the Christmases where I got the most presents. When I was a kid, to me, that was the most wonderful thing that ever happened. I look forward to it. The more presents under the tree, that was the best Christmas. That ended when I was about 10 because my family started feeling that I needed clothes, that I needed money, and when I wanted baseball bats and gloves and things like that, and I was told, no, you're getting older. And Christmas started to go downhill for me right about then. And I really don't think I experienced a good Christmas until last year. I was in Germany last year. And I'd gotten to the point where I felt I'd had a couple of really bum ones last few years where, you know, it all started around October 1st. You started hearing the carols and the prices went up and the big bargains came on for Christmas holidays. And I lost the spirit. I couldn't get the spirit. And I began to think I really never had it. Then I went to Germany. We were doing a film there. And it was, I'll tell you, it was just outside of Munich. And it was snowing. And I thought, this is crazy. You know, it's snowing at Christmas. But it really kind of got to me. It was like a Christmas card, you see. And as I was going to work and from work, I would see the people hustling and bustling outside, bringing things in, but they weren't very expensive things. It was just kind of a general spirit. I mean, I'm sure there wasn't that much of an emphasis on buying. The commercial aspect of Christmas didn't exist so much over there. And because it didn't, I got a real good feeling about it.
Bob, do you think people are a bit better during the Christmas season? Do you think the spirit of Christmas gets to people?
I think maybe like, you know, going to church once or twice a year. I think, I guess it does. And if it does, that's fine. You know, if somebody's going to be nice to you, just one day out of the year is better than no days. That's all right.
Well, you get a lift out of the season eventually, don't you, after telling us that story.
Well, I did on the last season. I hope it continues.
Bob, do people in the theater who are inclined to be a little more emotional and a little more demonstrative than others, do they react more strongly and more positively to Christmas? At least openly. There are more evidences of it anyhow.
I'll tell you, that's one thing I like about show business is the spirit of Christmas time. Everybody is it's all like a Dickens carol. Who's the fellow? Bob Cratchit?
Yes.
And Tiny Tim?
Yes.
People coming backstage, for example, while you're in a play and saying, Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas, and dumping presents on your table and moving on. It's kind of a nice spirit. It's all of giving. I don't know whether it's because everybody's so emotional or what, but it's nice.
All in all, you'd vote yes for Christmas, wouldn't you, Bob?
All in all, sure.
All right, well, thank you very much and continued success, and we wish you a very Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
This is John Cannon for Monitor from Hollywood.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. Next year all our troubles will be out of sight. Again, as in olden days, happy golden days of yore. Faithful friends who were dear to us will be near to us once more. Golden days of yore. Faithful friends who were dear to us will be near to us.
Sinatra, have yourself a merry little Christmas. There's still a few hours left for that. And there's time for this greeting.
Merry Christmas to all from Tony Randall on Monitor.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
While the merry bells keep ringing, happy holidays to you.
Gotta go along with that on the monitor beacon. In a half minutes past the hour. Monitor music now, talked on by me, Barry Nelson. Steve Lawrence and Edie Gourmet are the singers. That holiday feeling is the song.
Your eyes are soft and glowing.
Jack Frost is nipping at our feet.
I'll bet your lips are warm and sweet.
We've got that holiday feeling. That happy holiday feeling.
Let's roast chestnuts by the fire.
Any little thing you desire.
Those reindeer soon will be here.
Won't mean a thing to me, dear.
When Santa Claus begins his flight,
I hope he gets a flat tonight.
We've got that holiday feeling. That happy holiday feeling. Our favorite holiday of the year.
Like this, a chance I'd never miss.
But it's so late.
On New Year's Eve at 12 o'clock we'll stop to kiss. And while the whole world will be whistle-blowing,
we will still be mistletoeing. You think you're such a smarty.
Come on, let's have a party.
I know what's running through your mind.
This is the season to be kind.
We've got that holiday feeling. That happy holiday feeling.
So come, let's move real close to me.
Right here where you're supposed to be.
Let's kiss, cause it's the season, dear. Let's kiss, who needs a reason, dear? We've got that holiday feeling now.
Monitor Comedy Time with Nichols and May. Say, on a holiday like this, we should say, forget your troubles, come on and get happy. But Mike Nichols and Elaine May turn the tables and invite you to forget your happy, come on and get trouble. Listen in on their phone conversation.
Hello?
Hello, Fred.
Oh, hello, darling.
Hello. Oh, I missed you.
Oh, I'm going crazy. I was so afraid you wouldn't call. I've been sitting here by the telephone thinking she won't get a chance to call.
Oh, no. Can I see you today?
Oh, Laura, it's impossible today.
She's going to be home?
She's coming home.
Oh. Fred, I can't go on this way.
Oh, Laura, it's agony. It's agony for both of us.
I love you, darling. I love you. I love you. I love you.
Oh, please. You're driving me crazy.
Love you. Love you. Love you. Love you. Love you. Love you. Laura, yes, Laura. I love you. I'm not ashamed to say it. Love you.
Laura, I beg you, darling. Look, I'm going to do something about Edith. I can't go on this way.
I can't either. I miss you so.
Maybe I can get her to go to her mother's for her vacation. She's I don't know, fond of her mother.
Would she ever divorce you?
Never in a million years.
Why did this have to happen?
Oh, Lauren, she mustn't find out about us. She mustn't.
No, she'd be hideous. She's a vicious woman.
All right, look, darling, I don't want the phone to be busy when she calls. She went downtown. She's going to call me. I'll be thinking of you, and I'll find some way to get to you tomorrow.
Bye, darling.
Goodbye, darling. Hello?
Hello?
Oh, hi, Edith. How are you, sweetheart?
Hello, Fred. How are you? I'm fine.
Are you coming home?
I'm home. I'm upstairs on the extension. Surprise!
It's the end of a love affair, and maybe the end of him. But Nichols and May return every weekend to Monitor.
Somebody had to do it. Somebody had to put fresh taste in a filter cigarette. New Chesterfield menthols did it, and we're glad. You might have known that Chesterfield, with its 50 years of tobacco experience, would be the one to do it.
Somebody had to do it. Somebody had to put fresh taste in a filter cigarette. New Chesterfield menthols did it.
The Leroy Holmes singers describe one of the sights of the seasons, snowflakes and sweethearts. Music of Bert Kempfert on Monitor, heard nationwide. In Pennsylvania, WKRZ serves Oil City and Franklin. I'm Barry Nelson, and here's a familiar voice to NBC radio listeners.
I remember that my mother used to have a little Christmas greeting that I always thought was charming, and I'd like to tell it to you. A Merry Christmas to you and yours, and may the skin of a gooseberry make an umbrella to cover all your enemies. Merry Christmas, Arlene Francis.
December 25th, 1966. Day everybody's been planning for and looking forward to for weeks. It's here. And so are we. We're here. Monitor and me, Barry Nelson. Joe Garagiola with Monitor Sports and a timely feature about young athletes. Here's Joe.
Christmas is a time for families to get together. And if your family includes a high school athlete, you might be interested in hearing from Dr. Russell Wright of Detroit. His pet project is the establishment of a student medical manager for every high school team. The idea is to train a student who would be present at times when a doctor might not be. I discussed this with Dr. Wright.
All right, I'm a high school coach, and we're working out outside of town in a small school. And I'm the only one there. I don't have a doctor. I have a station wagon over there, and now we have a practice. And one of my kids gets knocked out. What do I do?
This student will probably be able to, so that you can go on with your problems and tell you what is best to do with this boy. Now, he's not going to be an expert, but he's certainly going to be trained to know if he's got a boy that's badly injured.
How can he tell?
Well, he's going to know the blood pressure of this boy, what it was before. He's going to know the blood pressure of every boy on that squad that's playing. And he knows the boy's blood pressure is 110 over 80 before the game starts and knows his pulse is 72 to 80. Now the boy's been knocked out. And he's been brought to the sidelines. He's in intense pain. He's pain in his abdomen. And he rechecks his blood pressure. And he finds this blood pressure falling. It goes down to 100, to 80. And his pulse is going up. Which, just like any pump, he's losing volume. So therefore, the heart has to go faster. And his blood pressure is dropping. We know that something's ruptured in this boy. Probably a ruptured kidney, or a spleen, or a liver. He's bleeding to death inside. And this boy, this student medical manager, will tell you this boy's got to be hospitalized. If that boy isn't operated within a couple of hours, he's going to be dead.
It sounded so simple. How about a head injury? Would he be able to tell a head injury?
Yes. Now, usually that is not quite as distinct. It can change slightly. But here's another boy he's knocked down on the ground. He's out. He's going out to see if he's is. Should he play him again? He's going to say to his rule of thumb, you say, what day is it? Who are we playing? What's your name? What's the coach's name? What's my name? And if he reacts right away, he probably can go back in the game. But if he's groggy and he can't come up with these answers, out he comes, and we'll watch him. And he's not going to get back in. He'll recheck his pressure. Now, we'll say his pressure was the same, 110 over 80. Now his pressure's 120 or 130 over 80. Or now it's up to 150, and he checks his pulse, and instead of his pulse dropping, losing volume, he's had a brain damage. It's abnormal acceleration. And his blood pressure now might be 160 over 80 or over 90. We know that this boy has head damage. This boy should be hospitalized immediately and turned over to a neurosurgeon.
An interesting plan for high school athletics from Dr. Russell Wright. And this is Joe Garagiola for Monitor Sports.
And, of course, you can hear Joe every weekday on NBC Radio. And, sports fans, he's got another word for you right now.
If you're a football fan, then you're a cinch to be interested in the bowl games. Nobody can get to all of them, so why not have them come to you? NBC Radio will bring you a big football tripleheader on January 2nd. First from the Sugar Bowl in New Orleans, it's Nebraska against Alabama. Then from the Rose Bowl in Pasadena, the game between Southern California and Purdue. And to top it all off, the Orange Bowl game from Miami, Georgia Tech, and Florida. If football's your game, then NBC Radio is your answer.
On December 25th, say boom, 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 boom. On December 25th, say boom, 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 boom. On that night a child was born, all pink and white at break of morn. In a stable dark and dreary lay the son of Virgin Mary. Boom, 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 boom.
Summer feasting suits us best, and yet with all his mane he's dressed. He who doubt that he'd remember, send us Christmas in December. Boom, 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 boom. Hail to Christ our blessed Savior. Boom, boom, boom. Hail to Christ our blessed Savior. Boom, boom, boom. Boom, boom, boom. On that night a child was born, pink and white at break of morn. In a stable dark and dreary lay the son of Virgin Mary. Summer feasting suits us best, and yet with all his name be blessed. He will doubt, but he'd remember, send us Christmas in December. Boom, 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 boom.
On December 25th, boom, 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 boom.
The voices of Walter Schumann. He has more than one. Here's a voice with a French accent.
I'm Jean-Pierre Aumont, and I wish you from the bottom of my heart a wonderful Christmas, and as we say in French, a joyeux Noël.
And that goes for all of us here on the Monitor Beacon. Barry Nelson for Monitor, and for those in Vietnam who can't be home this Christmas, a tribute. Senator Everett McKinley Dirksen narrates it, Gallant Men.
Down through the years, there have been men, brave, gallant men, who have died that others might be free. And even now, they do it still. Brave, gallant men, know that someone, and so they live. Gallant men have built us a nation, passed us a torch of flame. Let us hold it high, and light up the sky with praise of our gallant men. Tyrants must know. Now, just as then, they cannot stand. Not as long as there are gallant men.
Christmas Monitor, your host will be Brad Crandall. One of his guests will be the man who made the song White Christmas famous, Bing Crosby. He'll have something to say on the Monitor open line. And, of course, there'll be regulars Nichols and May, Joe Garagiola, and Al Kep, plus Monitor Christmas music later today. So, tune in. The Harry Simeon Chorale tells the story of the little drummer boy. Christmas report now from way down yonder, where the weather is normally considerably warmer than it is up here.
Our reporter is Gay Batson of WDSU NBC Radio in New Orleans, Louisiana.
On Christmas Eve, Santa gave New Orleanians a preview of what to expect for a usually balmy Christmas. Freezing temperatures prevailed as the bells of historic St. Louis Cathedral on Jackson Square in New Orleans Vieux Carré sounded the hour of midnight. Thousands of worshippers in this predominantly Catholic city gathered in this one of the oldest cathedrals in America to begin their day with a prayer for peace and goodwill toward men. After midnight mass, it is usually the custom to walk across the square to the famed Café du Monde and the morning call for a warming drink of café au lait and to savor a special blend of French Quarter donuts before returning to the warmth of home, children, and the decorated Christmas tree. New Orleans, second largest seaport city in the nation, made advance plans to see that seamen in port from all parts of the world would not be overlooked. After a Christmas Eve feast, the Norwegian Seaman's Church, with the Reverend Arnaz Nygaard presiding, presented gifts from Norway to seamen in port. Christmas Eve is recognized by this group as the most important part of the holiday season. The cold, windy weather of the past day, considered just right for duck hunting, kept the Coast Guard busy plucking hunters and other boating enthusiasts from the marshlands around Lake Pontchartrain. New Orleans, a city which is in the midst of a population explosion, was crowded with last-minute shoppers on Christmas Eve. World-famed Canal Street, which begins at the bend of the mighty Mississippi River, is decorated with Christmas colors and lights and almost reminds one of a preview of the famed Mardi Gras, which comes early this coming year, February 7th. To top an optimistic outlook of the southern city, Governor John McKithen issued a Christmas message that the state had its best economic year in history, and the prospects are even brighter for 1967. From a clear, cold, but colorful Crescent City, this is Gay Batson.
Dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, with every Christmas card I write, may your days be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be white.
somebody had to do it. Somebody had to put fresh taste in a filter cigarette. New Chesterfield menthols did it, and we're glad. You might have known that Chesterfield, with its 50 years of tobacco experience, would be the one to do it.
Somebody had to do it. Somebody had to put fresh taste in a filter cigarette. New Chesterfield menthols did it.
Strings, and Santa's got a brand new bag. At this hour, a little worn and very empty. Monitor is full of good sounds, though, and one of them is a famous voice, which you'll hear as I bow out. Oh, I'm Barry Nelson.
Hello, folks. This is Jack Benny. You know, for some strange reason, I'll never understand why, a lot of people think I'm very frugal, close with the dollar. So, okay, let's say cheap. That's why I want to take this opportunity on Monitor to wish everyone a very, very Merry Christmas. There. Have you ever heard such a generous greeting? Besides, that takes care of my Christmas cards.
Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you.
Join Jonah Jones on the All-Star Parade of Bands, New Year's Eve on the NBC Radio Network.
Dog license tags are now on sale at the office of the clerk in the city or town where you reside. Every dog must have a 1967 tag by January 1st, and penalties for not buying him one on time are high. Without a tag, your dog's seizure on January 1st will be mandatory. Then you will have only 3 days to redeem him if you live in the city, 5 days if you live outside the city. Upon redemption, you must pay the cost of the seizure plus the cost of the 1967 license. Now, this shouldn't happen to you. It shouldn't happen to a dog. The New York State Department of Agriculture and Markets says, make arrangements for the new year to buy your dog a new license tag. And remember, you must have him a tag by January the 1st, 1967. It's mandatory.
Oh, there's no place like home for the holidays.
On WNBC, New York.